Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Welcome to Letarte on Location. I'm your host, Steve Letarte. And folks, when you've spent more than 20 years of your life traveling the road, first as a NASCAR crew chief, and now as an analyst on NBC, you are bound to meet some interesting characters along the way. With Letarte on Location, I try to bring you closer to some of these personalities I've connected with in a whole bunch of great locations. So sit back and get ready for some off-the-grid conversation. All right, so joining me on this episode of Letarte on Location, once again remote because COVID has killed all of the location thing. I'm at my home on office, but over the internet, I have Sarah Perlman. Sarah, first of all, thank you for joining me. And listen, I know you're new to the NBC sports family, but you're going to have to help me with this. So Sarah is sports betting host and content creator for NBC Sports Edge. What does all that mean? I mean, it sounds like an awesome job, but what does it mean?
So to go back a little bit, back in 2019, I left baseball sideline reporting and joined NBC Sports for The Daily Line, which was the first ever sports betting show. COVID canceled it. You're not on location. It changed a lot of things. And now I do sports betting content for both PointsBet and NBC. So for NBC, we actually just launched our new show this week called Bet the Edge. And it's myself and my co-host Drew Dinsick. And basically, it's pretty simple. We talk most sports every day for about 30 minutes, all in the view, or I should say under the microcosm of sports betting, where the lines are, where they're moving, totals, parlays, props, projections, all of that for NBC Sports Edge. So it's really fun, definitely betting centric.
Man, I found my kindred spirit. I mean, this is right in my wheelhouse right here. I actually do some stuff with NBC Sports Edge. Dan Beaver and I talk about some NASCAR lines, kind of give our 2 cents on that. But I love it. You and I were just having a conversation looking at some PGA coverage. So I have this dream, and I'm going to pitch it to you because you're the sports thing. I think I want to join every Friday at 5. Here's what I think we need to add. On Friday podcast, and it need to be named Weekend Action. And everybody that comes on has to tell us whatever their weekend action is. And it can be like, hey, we're going Korean baseball. We're going PGA Tour. There's a good long shot in the Little League World Series. I don't care what degenerate action they can find. I'm all in.
Okay, I'm in. I love the weekend action. The best action's on the weekend, the biggest marquee game. So, yes, I love it. I might not be your co-host. It sounds like you have the show figured out, but I want to be a reoccurring guest.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah, I don't want the hosting duties. That's too much work. I just want to be the guy that's always there, the guy that just shows up. But everybody has to bring their weekend action. Like,
yeah.
That's the point. You have to bring this obscure bet, like, listen, the line on the Yankees game, only in the first 5 innings, this is why you should take it. Like, I like those really odd bets. The one that's the odd maker scratch their heads and be like, who found this bet?
First 5 inning bets are my favorite in baseball. So I don't know if you were looking at my Twitter or what, Steve, but yes, I'm all in the first five.
First five. And if you are betting against the Atlanta bullpen, take the over because they're throwing batting practice. That's the two things I know about baseball so far this year. Take the over against the Atlanta bullpen. So you mentioned it, Bet the Edge. It's a newly launched podcast, but daily. So help me with this. If it's because I'm a podcast consumer, but I'm a, kind of subscribe and listen when I want. What are you looking for? What is the timing of this? If somebody wants to listen, how do they find it? And what would be the timing of the content they're hearing?
Yeah. So right now the podcast comes out by 1 p.m. every day, and it's just about 25 minutes, which differentiates from a lot of podcasts you and I probably listen to and a lot of our viewers. So it's quick, and we really go over actionable stuff. So you mentioned your weekend action. This is all daily action. We typically open the show, which as of now, it's just audio wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever you you find it. So Bet the Edge. Eventually, it will become digital in terms of viewership. You could see us, I think, on YouTube pretty soon. But for now, just audio. And like I mentioned, it's really actionable stuff. So when we open the show, what's fun is my co-host and I typically look at lines that have had early movement, whether we looked at the game the night before or that morning, something we're keeping our eye on, the reason why the line is the way it is, players out, injuries, totals we like. We then get into the bigger stuff, whether it's a guest. We had Warren Sharp, who handicaps the NFL, of course. Will Gray, I know one of your guys' friends who handicaps golf. We have typically a big guest, and for this week, it's been all about the Kentucky Derby. So a ton of people there just really breaking it down for us. Matt Bernier and Randy Moss was on today, so we've had a ton of that. But really, we go into whatever the big story is. So right now it's the Kentucky Derby and the NFL draft. And then at the end, we always finish with edge of the day, which is cool. My co-host is a betting analyst, Drew Dinsick, and he typically does a lot of NBA handicapping. So he normally gives out a few plays or one play that he's really interested in. And he's a lot more successful than I am with picking winners. But I typically stay in baseball until college football and the NFL starts up. And today I gave out a play in baseball that I typically do during the week, and from there the next morning it starts all over again. So it's really actionable, and because of NBC Sports Edge and all the tools we have available on the platform, if you're a member, it's so easy to find prop projections of certain players, whether it's in baseball, player to get a hit, or how many strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom today, or the NBA. Last night we took a deep dive into guys like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and their player prop projections. So we do a lot of stuff that will occur that night. So if you do like to bet degenerate or not, you're going to find some stuff that you could hopefully try to have some fun and skin in the game at the night.
I just subscribed. It's that easy. Yay! Went on my phone here, just subscribe. Awesome. And this is like a daily listen. I hate to think I'm going to miss the actual pick of the night. You mentioned yes. College football. There's nothing better than right. A huge favorite down at halftime. The second half on a huge favorite is, and I mean, you can hit those all college sure football. Thing.
With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Talking to Sarah Perlman, she works for content contributor NBC Sports Edge. So Sarah, the podcast sounds great. I want to take an even more global view at betting. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of sports betting. I can't bet on NASCAR because I cover it and sure. I was in it for a long time. But so many other great sports, we see stories about the PGA having some sort of, I don't know the real story, but some sort of betting option at the 16th at the Waste Management. I'm going to get some of the details wrong. We hear about states legalizing, it's a global conversation. The listener who mm-hmm. has never bet, you have a podcast purely about betting. The guy who listens, who wants to take action, what's the most popular way?
That's a good question. I think the best way to get into betting, first and foremost, is to learn and read how to. And maybe one day you and I will do a podcast and we'll sit down and teach people how to bet. Because I think what's most important if you're new to betting is really to know that it's difficult. There's a reason that books make money. So I think I'd be
your lights are on in Vegas for a reason. Is that what
correct.
You're saying?
Yes. The casinos and buildings are beautiful in Las Vegas for a reason. I've contributed. In fact, I should honestly be sent there for free, but I'm not right now. So that being said, you need to learn and start as being a casual bettor, meaning knowing that you might not win, but you're going to have fun. The reason I love betting, and you probably do too, is it just gives you a different way to look at the game, to watch the game, to be a little more invested if it's not your home team. So that's what I will say first. And I think if you use our edge tools, I think you'll learn a lot. It'll teach you what a regular bet is, especially it really matters sport by sport. So the NFL, you bet differently than you bet Major League Baseball, than you bet the NBA. So I will say, read about it. Read what the spread is, the totals are, why the line moves. And certainly if anyone has questions, they should, you know, reach out to one of us on the edge team and hopefully we can help there. But I think the best way to get into it, like I said, is small amounts. have fun. You know, I work directly with points, but they have so many fun, interesting opportunities for new bettors, especially I'll use baseball players to hit a home run. You could put a $2 on a player to hit a home run, and that's sports betting. You know, if you want to take the team to win, surely you could do that. You mentioned college football, and one of my favorite examples is Alabama. I went to Florida, but Alabama is one of the best teams to bet on in the first half in college football because all they do is cover. They go out and kick their opponent in the first half, and then maybe they'll ease up a little bit in the second when their, you know, secondary string goes in the game. So it's stuff like that. As you start betting, you learn more, but I guess I'll just reiterate, use small amounts, learn the terminology, you know if you want to bet on a player, that's a prop market, a total, a side, meaning the spread, and the money line is just which team's going to win or lose. And there's a lot of good websites, including our very own NBC Sports Edge, that'll take you through all of that. And I just think it's super fun. And on the global scale, when I did the show, when I originally went to NBC in 2019 for the first time, our show was really on the forefront. There were not many betting shows. If you look now, there are so many betting shows, commercials, sports books legalized in different states. I'm here in Maryland right now, and it's not legal yet, supposedly in August, September. And that's a game changer because it's I believe it's good for the sport because it gets people more invested in the game. It's just bigger for the sports market. NASCAR, I know, you know, is huge on betting. Same with horse racing. It's not just your typical, you know, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, kind of bigger three. So that's definitely a way to attack it. But I just think it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's fun. But I think the best way is to keep it fun, keep it light, and start small.
I say it's added entertainment. I mean, that's really what it is. I've been to 6 Super Bowls in person. They're amazing. My favorite Super Bowl ever was the one I was in Las Vegas because you're with like-minded people. And people think about sports betting and someone betting, you know, you get the pictures of these huge bets. Doesn't matter, right? No. Like you're sitting around with the guys, you have a $5 bet. It just makes everything more exciting. But you couldn't have said it better. Get knowledgeable, right? Because it's okay to lose $5, but at least know why you lost it. Don't bet on something you don't know. Alabama's a great, unless Nick Saban's playing against a former coach, then you want to throttle back because they seem to throttle back. You got to find some of these inside lines on the way they're going. It is. Sports betting's great. You make me laugh, the terminology. Like, you know, you talk to somebody and be like, oh, well, what I did is I round robin the parlay. And you're like, okay, this guy bets a lot. Don't listen to him. He's really down a dark hole of betting. Don't listen to what this guy's saying.
Correct.
So, yeah, you know, it's bad. It's bad. You start talking teasers and, you know, I get it all. So you talk about it. Kentucky Derby's a big conversation. The NFL draft blew my brain that okay, we're going to bet on when people are actually just going to get chosen.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not quite ready. That's too much. Let's go to the NASCAR world. So I do a little bit with Dan Beaver. We talk NASCAR betting. I handicap it. So our fan listening at home, most NASCAR fans probably listen to this podcast. It's obvious you can bet who can win the race. Mm-hmm. But you can also bet like top 5, top 20, the end of each stages, all of those types of things. For a new bettor, I would tell a new bettor, take little small amount of money, a couple dollars.
Sure.
And put 2 or 3 drivers that may win the race and just and cheer them on. I think that's the simplest way to kind of learn the betting world.
Without a doubt. And I'm going to be honest, I've never bet racing NASCAR, but it's something I really want to learn. I'm going to have to pick your brain on that. But you could argue it's the same thing for big events. The Derby I'll use, for example, golf event championships. I think that is the best way. Take a few dollars, just try and pick the top 3, the top 5, however you want to bet on it. Because like I said, I think it just gives you a different way to watch the game and it's more fun. Maybe it's not your favorite driver. Maybe it's not your favorite race, but if you have $3, $4, $5 and you could win $50 from it, trust me, you're going to like the race a whole lot more. And I think it's, you know, I think sports betting used to get a really bad look, a hush hush mentality. Oh, why are you doing that? It's gambling. It's this. Yeah, you could certainly make an argument. You're putting money in a game and it could make you upset. But if you're just having fun with it and you're using it as a form of entertainment, like you mentioned, going to Vegas, putting $5 on a game or $5 on a so-and-so to finish top 5 or at the Derby, it just makes it a lot more exciting and entertaining. And you'll be really, really entertained and amazed by how great these lines are. And I mean, these odds makers have this down to a T. I'm trying to beat them every day. And I'm telling you, it's getting harder. Their lines are so sharp that it will be, you'll be in absolute awe to see how it always comes down to the last minute, the last wire, everything, no matter what. There's no ever easy win in a bet, and there's some tough losses, but I think it's so fun, and I do think ultimately we're going to see it be on everything you're watching on TV, whether it's yourself when you're talking NASCAR, or it's the Super Bowl, or it's the college championship. Betting lines will be on the bottom of the screen. You see it sometimes on alternate channels, and surely with ours at NBC Sports and NBC Sports Edge. But I think eventually what you're going to see is focused more on the bottom ticker of every game. There'll be the lines and what the spread is and what the total is. And that's just the way sports are going. And I think it's great for the game. And I think it just adds another level of excitement and just makes it a lot more enjoyable and right. entertaining.
No, it's great. It's great. And to quote you, there's no such thing as an easy bet. The only easy bet is the one you've already won. That's the yep. only easy bet.
I'm sweating every night over here, Steve. I don't know why. I swear it comes down to the wire every time.
Life's too short to bet the under. Free throws kill you every time. I have no interest. I have no interest in, and don't even get me into a nice overtime. It's just leave me out of that completely.
Yeah.
So talking to Sarah Perlman, contributor and host on NBC Sports Edge. So let's talk about Sports Edge, right? So I work for NBC Sports. I'm on the NASCAR coverage. I think people have obviously heard of the brand NBC Sports. We have NBCSN, the Golf Channel, so many different programs. But now here is this brand. It has the peacock on it. It has the logo, and it's the Sports Edge. It is the gaming arm. Is that accurate? The gaming arm of NBC Sports, where you talk both gambling, and now is it fair to say fantasy falls under that category as well?
Yeah, we have a ton. Pretty much it took, Roto World turned into NBC Sports Edge under that umbrella. So we do the betting side, the daily fantasy side, season-long fantasy, and of course, just the player prop projections, which would all fall under fantasy and betting. So you're exactly right there. There's a lot. So I always recommend people that are listening and not exactly sure, just go to NBC Sports Edge on the internet, check it out, and you'll be able to see all the different tools and kind of how you can dabble and learn more.
No, that's great. It's a great thing because I think that you mentioned it. There's daily fantasy. There's fantasy leagues. NASCAR.com has a fantasy league that I'm in a couple different leagues within the fantasy game. I don't want to tell you how I'm doing. It's a sore spot between.
I feel like I need to hear about how you're doing.
Well, Dale Jr.'s 10th in the entire country somehow. And I can assure you he's not that good. So he's that lucky because I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I think it's a bunch of crap. But he's leading our fantasy league. So that's really, maybe I need to start dialing into the Sports Edge and see who they think I
think
should
be. You might.
It's awful. It's awful. All right. It's biggest Super Bowl has to be number one, right? Most bet on game of the year.
It was March Madness. March Madness.
Oh, forget about March Madness. Yep. I guess total that for the month.
That's why. If it was just one event, but every year the Super Bowl, to your point, wagers go up and up and up. And I think next year we'll have billions of dollars all wagered on the Super Bowl, and billions were wagered with a B on March Madness. So I think each year that it becomes legalized in more states, we're only going to see the handle go up. I think New Jersey beat Vegas now for the second straight year in months of total handle, meaning how much money was bet in the state.
It's amazing. So the one question I always get from people, I want to get your take. How do we isolate the competitors from the betting? And so my point is, and I don't think it's a problem with the PGA Tour and NASCAR, this, but when you start talking about collegiate sports, right, you're talking about kids that forget the Alabamas of the world. I mean, you can bet on, listen, MAC action Wednesday night. Anybody who bets MAC action knows there's great Wednesday night football. So that's a conversation. I don't really have an opinion on it, but I do head scratch sometime of like, whose job is it to isolate the two?
Right. No, it's a great point. And I'm pretty open about this. I obviously cover sports betting. I love it. My boyfriend plays Major League Baseball, and I've seen Twitter messages, DMs, tweets to him. Hey man, struck out, lost me money, this, that, or the other. We see it all the time. So it's a good point that you bring up that I'm always torn on how to handle it. I think the rule should be, especially with collegiate athletes, take professional athletes in whatever sport out of the way. Cause we see it all the time. NFL players, kickers, everything, for not covering or whatever happened, get messages. And collegiate athletes in particular, there needs to be a line drawn. And I haven't figured out exactly where that is. I feel very strongly about it. I think if you're wagering your own money and you want entertainment, it is awesome. I think I can't talk enough about how I think the game has grown on me in different sports because of betting and the entertainment factor. But one, you should never be that upset, because if you are, you're putting too much money on the game that you probably didn't have a good enough feel. It's not meant to make money. And I think people will tell you that. Two,
oh, it's meant to make money, just not for the better.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So two, I think you need to be a good person. And I would say that to anyone down the street about betting or not, like you're doing this for yourself. And there needs to be a fine line drawn that you never reach out to any athlete or coach. We saw threats for the college tournament. It makes me sick. Whether you love the team or you bet on it, that has to stop. So I don't know how they're going to, you know, be able to work that out. But when I see someone mean on Twitter or messaging or complaining on air about how they ruined the game for them, you know, they didn't ask you to put money on it. It's totally on you. So it's more just be a good person, and you shouldn't, you know, ever get mad at someone ultimately for what you decided to do with your money or your time. So I feel passionately about that one. So it's tough.
It is. It's an entertainment multiplier. Sports are the ultimate entertainment. There's nothing like them in the world. And in today's world, I need sports. I need a good dose of sports to bring me back to some sort of normalcy. Winners and losers. You know, I am not a big fan of, you're going to laugh at me, I do not like judged sports. My kids get mad at me. I just don't. I have been brought up in racing where the faster you go, the better you are. Or in baseball, the more runs you score, you can win. I don't like judged sports. I love winners and losers, and I love sports. So I think gambling is a great addition. I know we only have a couple minutes left.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sarah Perma from NBC Sports Edge. So, Sarah, first of all, this has been a fascinating conversation. I'm hoping the NASCAR fans that are listening in will tune in. Let's circle back. Bet the Edge, a new podcast that you're hosting or co-hosting, available every day, posted middle of the day, and it's for that day's action. So if you are new to gambling, you kind of learn what you guys are talking about as far as what someone may or may not bet on throughout the day.
Yes, you're exactly right. Bet the Edge, you can find it wherever you find your podcast eventually. The video format should be coming out relatively soon, so you'll be able to watch it live around 11 a.m. Eastern. If not, normally comes out around 1 p.m. Eastern. Every day, Monday through Friday, myself and Drew Dinsick on Bet the Edge, and it is all actionable. Spreads, money line, every sport, player props, and a lot of good energy, a lot of happy, laughing, weird jokes from probably me.
I love that. And you are former sideline... I guess sideline, is that the right
thing? Yeah, former sideline reporter. I did it in baseball for a few years.
Okay, so that's my question. I'm not wrong. Like, you're still sideline in baseball. Because sideline makes
I'm not anymore. Not anymore. I did sideline in baseball now. I just do hosting for NBC Sports and Points Bet.
She's gone from sidelines to just gambling coverage. I think that's spectacular. So I'm not even going to ask. Obviously, her go-to has got to be baseball. How about your co-host? What's his go-to? What's his go-to? NBA, you said?
NBA. Mine's NFL all the way, but I can't get it enough. I need it. Yes. NFL is by far and large my favorite. I like betting baseball, but NFL and college football first, but we don't get it enough. He is amazing at handicapping the NFL and particularly the NBA. So I follow my co-host Drew Dinsick's lead on everything NBA related.
Well, great. Well, listen, if you ever want to come to a race, come hang out with us. The NBC schedule starts basically middle of June. Nashville kicks it off. It's a great town. I know you're up in the Northeast. We have some races up there. We'd love to have you out. Check out a race. I subscribe to Bet the Edge now, so I'm going to be listening daily to try to figure out some insiders, even if I can just get a little side action with some of my buddies who probably aren't as educated now that I have the podcast.
Exactly. That's what you got to do.
Well, great. It was great to meet you. Thanks for joining me on Letart on Location. Hopefully the next time we do this, and there will be a next time, we're going to be actually on location. We'll pick a good sporting event, sit down, and maybe we'll run the numbers and see what kind of good bets we can come up with.
I hope so. Thank you so much for having me. That was fun.
Well, this has been another episode of Letart on Location. As always, subscribe, rate, and review. Hit me up on social media at Steve Letarte on both Twitter and Instagram. We appreciate you following, and let me know who we should talk to next.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.